Hello, angels. Welcome back to another episode of Miracle Mindsets. I actually just recorded this and I lost my train of thought, and you can't pause on here, so I've had to start it completely again. But I'm doing a little get ready with me today, guys, just because I've had such a busy weekend, revelations. I'm going to Oz, and my visa's through. Yesterday, I actually went to an influencer event with my friend who does TikTok. And it was at this place called Zoo, and it was like Indian inspired, but they brought a whole roast dinner, about this big. Hall doesn't even eat meat. I'm sat there, and I mean, I've started to dapple in the meat industry, but not a big fucking shoulder of lamb. I was like, and then they brought a lamb rogue. Josh, I was like, this is all too much, but it was free Aperol, free cocktails all night. So yeah, it was amazing. I've got my friends leaving due today. Tomorrow I've got my friend's birthday. I feel like November is a very busy time, so I thought I'll film it now whilst I'm getting ready, and yeah, we'll talk. I actually wanted to do this podcast all about time, and I was talking on the last podcast, by the way. If you didn't get the Molly May box, I feel sorry for you. It's £120, and I mean, it's not very saving season of me, but you got all this amazing stuff like Caudalie, Tatcha, Dewy Cream, Boom Boom Cream, Nuke's Body Oil, like Revitalash, £120. I'm in awe, guys. So yeah, I wanted to do this podcast all about time, different concepts of time, and I hope this eases your mind. I think this is going to be a little bit of a different podcast today, because like, obviously, you hear us motivating you and telling you to go for everything, but this is going to be a little bit of a different one. There's so many things that I can say, though. So I started this before and I was like actually contradicting myself, because I feel like there's never a right time, but time will take us where we need to be. That was my struggle on the last podcast. But I'll start by saying that time takes you to where you need to be. And I met this gorgeous spiritual girl yesterday at the event. Of course, I was sitting next to one of the most spiritual girls I've ever met. But we were talking about time, and she said when she went to a tarot lady, she was in a really abusive relationship, and she said, in time, you will leave this. Like, in time, you will learn. And I think it's so true. I think that maybe you aren't ready to be the person that you're trying to manifest. Maybe you aren't ready to leave that relationship, even though you know that it isn't right for you. Maybe you're not ready to give up the job, even though you know you could probably find one better. And sometimes we can beat ourselves up and look back in regret for not leaving sooner or not doing the things that we were meant to do. But I truly think that with time comes the lesson. And me and Jen have actually had this discussion before about it's all written, and like the debate about that. Like, some things I think about my life and I'm like, it was all written. Like, the way I acted, the way somebody else acted to me, it's all here to teach you the right things at the right time. And so you can take the pressure off yourself when you're constantly thinking that you should have said this, you should have said that. Like I said in last week's episode, if you learn from your mistakes, it's not a mistake, it's an opportunity for growth. And when I think back to everything that's gone on in my life, the worst things, the bad things, the heartbreak, you know, only losing people, I would not be the person that I am today. And I wouldn't take back any of that. And I think that over time, like at the time, something can feel like a kick in the stomach, like the end of your life. It can feel so bad, but actually it's opening the door to a new chapter and a new beginning. Sometimes you can look back and think nothing's really happened at all, but you're always changing. You're always evolving. No day is ever the same. And when I look back, and I used to beat myself up so much over moving to Oz. And like I've always said it for years, you'll all know it if you've listened. And even a couple of months ago, like, I was so lost, and Jen was just like, you just need to make a change. And I was just like, oh, I just don't know what I want to do. I was wanting to do Ibiza for a month. Like, I didn't know what I wanted to do. And I feel like sometimes you can stress so much, and I felt like I wasn't succeeding. And even last year when I moved into Manchester, it wasn't the right time for me at all. Like, I wasn't in the best place, and probably like couldn't afford to comfortably live in Manchester with the job that I was doing. And I just jumped at it because I was like, I'm 25, I don't want to live at home. Like I feel like people are all out living. Like, all of my best friends basically moved. Like, Jen was obviously in London. Eve just moved in with a boyfriend. Laura was living in London. And I just got out of a relationship, literally sat in Ibiza Airport, head in hand, like, I am 25 next week. Like, what am I doing? and jumped at it. And I think that, like, sometimes you can put so much pressure on the fact that you aren't where you want to be, but actually it's because it isn't the right time. And like, I've wanted to go to Oz for so long, guys. Like I was saying before, you probably know it. I used to say it all the time. And then when I look back at my years and the lessons that I've learned, and the way Oz came about is crazy as well. I don't know whether I should really say this. But I went to a tarot reader a couple of months ago. So when I was in Ibiza, I was having mad vivid dreams about my old relationship. Mad vivid dreams. And obviously, when you go no contact, you go no contact. He was blocked, everything. Vivid dreams, guys, like waking up at 3 a.m., like literally like, but like intense dreams. And I didn't know what to do. So I unblocked him. And then woke up the next day and was like, whoa, what have you done? Blocked him again. And then unblocked him the day after when I got the vivid dream. And literally that day he'd messaged. And I was like, what? Like, it was weird. Like, do you believe in that stuff? Like, do you believe in telepathy? Like, it says when you're really close or have been really close to someone, like, you can feel. And I do think it. I think when you're very sensitive to someone else's energy, you can pick up things. So, yeah. He told me he was going back to Australia. And he was going to Australia. And literally, I was like, what? Like, that is my dream. Like, that is what I want to do. And I went to a tarot lady, and it was all about the relationship. I think me and Gemma, we told you I went to a tarot lady, but I didn't tell you about it. And it was all about the relationship, and it's just like, yeah, you're meant to be together, da da da. He's going to tell you some shocking news, and it's going to light up the way for you to go and do what you've always like been destined to do. And like, this is what I'm saying, everything aligns. Like, when the time is right, the right things will be there to support you and facilitate you to the next step. You've got to trust it. And I think that, like, I've wanted to do it for so long, and now couldn't be a better time. Like, I got made redundant, I applied, my visa's come through. Like, I was stalling so much about it, and then it just all fell into place, and the pressure got took off me. Like, I remember Jen saying, you need a change, Sam, like, you need to move away, like, you're not meant to be at home. And that pressure of like trying to be something or do something new when you just don't really, you can't quite put your finger on it, or you're not quite ready yet, is so hard and so difficult. So I think that you've got to take the pressure off yourself sometimes and be open to making the next steps. Like, when I made that vision board in Abasok, I hadn't even spoke to him at that point, and it has Oz on it, it has my visa. So in my mind, I knew what I wanted to do. But I didn't put pressure on, like, it has to be now. I just had fun. I was living in the moment. And then the right opportunity message came along and lit up my path. And now the pressure's off and it feels so right. So if right now, like, you're feeling like you're not ready to do something, trust that the deep part of that is the lesson. And I think that if you're ever going through a difficult time, or like, you want to feel good vibes all the time, instead of asking, why is this happening to me? Ask, what is it teaching you? And so if you're in a place right now that is not where you're meant to be. Don't get upset about it. Don't deep it, because you're meant to be there. This is part of the plan. And when you're going to look back in a year's time, you'll be like, I know exactly why I did that. Like, guys, to the point. So I got made redundant in August and I was just like, oh my God, what am I actually going to do? So started applying and nothing was coming back. And then Office Angels rang me and said, there's this job. It's literally 50 minutes from your house. Can start straight away. It's a temporary contract. It's admin and social media. That's what they told me. Now, true, honeys. So I got there. They were like, oh, you're the marketing person. I was like, marketing? Like, I've never been in a marketing role. Like, I've never done marketing. And threw me in at the absolute deep end. Like, I'm working at a school. It's the busiest job I've ever had. Like, I'm there 5 days a week. And previous me would so deep that and be like, I can't believe I'm working in a school 5 days a week. I feel so unfulfilled. Like, old me would have 100% been like that. No, I've loved every minute. Like, it's genuinely one of my favourite jobs I've ever had. I mean, I support Liverpool, and this was me the other day. Dressing up as Fred the Red, going around school getting pictures. Like, you've got to laugh about it. And then I'm starting to think now, like, what is this teaching me? Like, this period was here. I've never done a marketing job. Maybe I'm going to get to Oz, and this marketing experience is going to get me the perfect job that is so aligned to me. You've got to trust that all these little stepping stones on your path, even if they don't feel like the right thing, or like they don't, it doesn't make sense in your perfect picture. Like, have I got a high school on my manifestation board? Not really. No, but it's facilitating money. It's facilitating the money to go to Oz and learning marketing. So when you're going through, or maybe this period doesn't look that right to you, or maybe the relationship you know isn't right, but you're not ready to make the change yet, don't beat yourself up about it, but ask yourself, okay, what is this teaching me? And when you can honour each space that you're in, the present moment, and understand that it's all part of your journey, like, you will feel so much more aligned and happy. I feel, honestly, guys, so happy at the minute. So just happy with life and grateful. And I'm not even necessarily doing all my regimes that I'd usually do. I'm not journaling, I'm not doing my workouts, but it's because I'm just honoring, like, I've truly surrendered and I'm happy in the present moment. I'm not trying to be something else, I'm not trying to be anywhere else. Like, I'm being here and I'm not resisting. And I think that's such an important point for me to make to you, like, stop resisting what's going on right now. If I would have put that on my vision board and been like, how am I going to do it? I don't understand. Like, I'm never going to get there. Hating where I am right now and thinking I'm never going to get to Oz. I just want to be in Oz. I don't think the path would have been as clear. But when you're appreciative of everything that's going on and learning from it and being the person that can see the silver lining in every situation, even if it looks cloudy, like, your path will eventually lead to where you need to be. But it's about being grateful. Like, it really is about being grateful and figuring out that, like, time will get you to where you need to be. And also, time is a healer. And if you want to believe in the woo side of things, like, it is all written. And these periods will teach you lessons that will bring so much meaning and depth to your future. There's so many things that I've been through, like losing people, my skin, my eating disorder, coming home from Oz and just feeling so lost, having to build a friendship group, losing my relationship. Like, there's so much stuff that on the outside looks bad on paper, but I look back at them and I'm like, how much wisdom did I get from that? Like, how much depth has that brought to me? How much, like, I think about the friends that I've met in the past year and I think, all in divine timing. Everything is all in divine timing. you meet the right people at the right time. Like for me to go to an event yesterday and be sitting next to this mad spiritual girl who's telling me about Moldavite, who told me this place in Stockport to go, who does hypnotherapy and did that past life regression. Like this was our chat at this influencer event. Like, was that I was meant to hear that. Just trust in divine timing, guys. I really hope this podcast is, it's a bit of a ramble today, but I was thinking in the car, I was like, time, and time will get you to where you need to be. I truly believe it. So I appreciate you all so much, and I'll see you next week.